Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, here's a headline for you. Christie to test presidential hopes during Iowa trip.
Well, David, look, if you want to be president of the United States and you have what looked like a promising career and it got put off the track by the great George Washington Bridge scandal and continuing investigations, you do your best to put it back on track. He's a very bright guy. He knows how to campaign. He's attractive to both moderate and conservative Republicans. And he's a guy who knows how to play the game. Whether or not this whole mess in New York and the Port Authority and everything else has permanently damaged him is something we'll have to see. But, you know, people have very short memories. And the field is not very attractive that he's running against. So he has a shot. Do I think he's going to make it? I just don't know.
Sticking with campaigns for a moment, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has raised another $8.5 million for his reelection, adding to a campaign account, Alan, that now boasts a balance of more than $35 million.
Well, most people that I know think he's going to go into the election with $50 million. This is from a guy who says he's for public campaign financing. You won't be able to turn the television on, you won't be able to turn the radio on without seeing Andrew Cuomo's face or somebody talking, saying good things about Cuomo. And that doesn't include these other groups that are allowed to operate independently in his favor. So it's going to be a massacre when it comes to the differences in money between Cuomo and his chief opponent, who is Rob Astorino, the Republican, and even Greens like Howie Hawkins, who we've recently interviewed, who are going in with $10 contributions. So Cuomo has a huge advantage, and his numbers are holding up, and I don't think there's going to be much of a contest here.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio set to head to Italy on Friday. Alan, looks like he's keeping that vacation, despite the fact that there is a looming Long Island Railroad strike, and you can see where that might go.
David, he can't win this one. I mean, I admire him. He needs a vacation. He's been working very hard. I think he's right to go, but the people will be unforgiving if he's not here and there is a strike. Now, if there's no strike, he's off the hook and, you know, everybody will forget it. But if he is not at the helm and he has delegated to others the responsibility for handling it, it's not the same thing. And people will be angry about the strike and they'll be looking for places to take their anger out.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you.
Thank you, David.